Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of the Todd Herman Show. They call me the Emerald City Exile.
There are Republicans with the assigned roles of being the so-called controlled opposition. They're there to slow President Trump down on anything to do with harming pharma, which would come through RFK Jr., because let's just admit it's not going to come through President Trump.
Check out the Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you, broadcasting live from SHOT Show, National Shooting Sports Foundation's annual event, industry event, special event in Vegas. You can listen across the country. We're in hundreds of markets. Also, check out the live stream, Channel 347, DirecTV, Rumble, X. All, you guys know where to go. You guys want to know about my guest who's sitting right here, because you can see on the wide shot, Donald Trump Jr. has joined us.
Yeah.
And this is my first time in person to be able to say congratulations on the biggest historical comeback. I actually think that he did more than like Churchill's comeback.
Yeah, well, I mean, I will say sort of the most resilient man in the history of politics, because when you think about the amount of times he was counted out, not just in 15 when he had zero chance or whatever it was, but like just throughout the attacks, the persecutions, the lawfare, the bullshit, it just never stopped. And so he just keeps coming back. And, you know, what, honestly, Dan, I think the last 4 years were actually required to do it right.
Yeah.
Right. Had you just rolled over the 2020 crew, like you had the same can kickers, we're just going to wait it out. But, you know, now we know the people who are good. We know the people who are loyal. And those concentric circles do not overlap very much. And
right.
So, you know, you just see the team that's getting put into place. Like we can effectuate real change. And I think you've seen in the first 2 days, just the stuff that they're rolling out.
I'm not even doing what he's doing. And I'm like exhausted, reading. I was going through all the executive orders.
Yeah.
And he sat there, and what cracked me up, what your dad did is, like, it started, as you know, there. He starts at the event, like when after he made his speech.
Yep.
Then they just bring out the desk. He's signing these executive orders. And I was like, he's actually doing this right now. That is amazing. And then he's talking after every single one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this one's. And normally I would not want to sit through that much policy, but I loved the quips that he was given about it.
We're there, and it's a stadium. There's like 20,000 people just full to the rafters, and they're cheering each executive order, just getting rid of the tyranny that's been around us. So it's been amazing. It's been amazing. I think, you know, it wasn't just the 4 years that helped educate us how to do things better this time around. In 16, we had no way of knowing, right? You think people are going to be loyal at your side. You think because they have an R next to their name, they're going to be good. That is a gross misconception.
Oh, yeah.
But more importantly, I think the American people had to suffer through the last 4 years, and maybe even the world, just to understand how important it is to actually have strength and leadership from the Oval Office.
Does he have a Diet Coke button? Is that real?
Yeah, I think the Diet Coke button's real. It's right next to the
nuclear button. You don't even know? You're the firstborn son.
I keep seeing it. I'm like, I don't know if that's really a Diet Coke button or the call. But, yeah, but like, you know, we're going to go with it.
That was literally what the first thing I was going to ask you. I know there's like other important stuff, but I'm like, I've seen
you just don't want to mix it up with the other big red button on the desk, because that's you make a mistake there, that could be problematic.
That could be bad. Like, you ended up bombing North Korea and you just wanted a Diet Coke, right? Yeah, I get it. We're talking with Donald Trump Jr., and, you know, this, I'm so glad, you know, I guess it was six months ago. I've never been actually legitimately scared like that about my country. And I have to say, you were very kind, because we were coming in through Nassau. We were out in the islands in Exumas, out there fishing, doing all that stuff. I land and my phone is exploding, and you're texting, everybody's texting me, and I look and there was no news yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never, like, bombard you with messages or anything like that. But I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm in NASA. I'm out of the country. I don't want to be out of the country when, you know, the leader, the next leader of the free world is in you. We don't know anything about it. It was scary.
I was halfway to you. I got the rare call from my daughter that day to be like, I want to go fishing. I'm like, that doesn't have.
No, you're going for
that. To hang
out
often. So I was like, you're just going. I was like, I'll be ready in an hour. Like, let me go get bait.
Yeah.
So we're out there having a great day. And then my phone starts blowing up. And I'm like, you know, I'm an hour from home, and I'm, you know, 20 miles offshore, and like, I'm like, you know, I'm trying to tell my, you know, 17-year-old daughter, like, hey, your grandfather's shot. And by the way, I didn't know anything. So I just got a call, but I tried calling out, and there was no comms. They shut down all comms. So I was like, I didn't know for an hour and a half. Like, I made I guess can't say land speed record, but the water speed record back into Jupiter where we live. The whole family got to my house by that time. It was 90 minutes before we knew anything. And so, you know, that was sort of, my daughter was the one that spoke at the RNC. That's Kai.
She's amazing. And, well done, Dad.
Well, she's never been political. She's 17. She's a 17-year-old girl, right? But it was the
That's
next
her
morning.
Grandpa.
Well, and it's also her golf buddy because she's the golfer. So she's at, she plays with him, you know, 2 days a week. And so she called me that next morning, was like, I'm speaking at the RNC. I'm basically sick of this crap.
Good
I'm like,
her.
Your first speech is going to be in front of 40,000 people and tens of millions on TV.
Yeah, she's going
like,
big, Dad.
She got some Trump gene.
Yeah.
And I called my dad. I was like, listen, this is the plan. He goes, whoa, that's a big one. And then he just literally was like, he thought about it for a second. He was just like, you know what? That kid's a winner. Let her do it. And she crushed it. And I think, you know, I knew she hit home when, like, the next morning the ladies of The View are crapping on a 17-year-old girl. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And trying to, like, I'm like, that's a win.
That's hard for you as a dad to see.
It is, but, like, I'm blessed with the ability to not give a crap. I could care less what anyone thinks about me. You've probably seen that over a while. You know, it's like, I have that, but it's harder for a 17-year-old girl. But I think she saw it then, and, like, it was just great, and...
She kind of she's seen you be attacked.
Yeah.
She's seen her grandfather be attacked.
Yeah, so she was the only one able to humanize
for years.
By the way, he's got that. He understands it. Like, you know, I will say his biggest political liability is he actually has a lot of empathy, but he looks at it from this sort of old school mentality of, like, I can't negotiate against Putin or Xi or any of the other dictators if they think I'm nice and soft. And so she hit home because she was the one person to humanize him in the entire RNC. And, you know, but I think honestly, just the American people saw it, you know, that July 13th. Like, you get shot in the face. Everyone's a tough guy these days on the internet, right?
Everybody runs.
Chris, we've seen plenty of that. Like, we all deal with the bullshit. But to come back defiant in the face of that, it's like, you know what? Like, maybe you are a badass. And, you know, or there's something, a higher power looking to do right by America. Because, you know, I don't care if you have a lot of faith or none whatsoever. Whatever level of faith you had, it moved towards
divine.
A lot of faith.
That was
that had to be. I mean,
that was divine.
As a shooter, it was funny. I was explaining it to him in the days afterwards. He's like, well, no, it's not, you know, 150 yards. That's pretty far. He's a golfer. Right? So 150 yards to put it in a hole. Like,
golf,
with a golf
versus
club,
gun.
Yeah,
math.
That's hard.
I love this.
I'm like, you know, as a guy that was like a ranked competitive shooter, like, I'm like, if I missed that shot, I'd shoot myself or like just, you know, like,
yeah.
So just explaining like, no, you don't understand.
How
like there's divine providence involved. In all of this, it's insane.
We're talking with Donald Trump Jr. for those listening and not watching the simulcast, which you should be. I thought immediately, and I was going to tweet it, but I didn't. But I should have, because I said he gets shot, and then like a month later, 2 months later, he calls for national reciprocity.
Yeah, well, listen,
that's hardcore. I love it. God bless him for that.
Well, you know, listen, I guess I've probably been, let's call it a... not so subtle voice in his ear and all of these things, because, you know, I understand.
Can I just,
this is my world.
Can I just interrupt for a bit? For the people who don't know, like, you're not a gun bunny. Like a legitimate.
Although that would go viral. If you get me in a bikini with a gun. Finger on the trigger, just breaking all the rules, but it's like, I'm kind of hot. Like, you know, my ab, or as many call it, a keg. There's no six pack. It's, you know, got the full dad bod going.
But
I could make
hunt.
A lot of money as a gun bunny, but not in the conventional
like
sense.
Like, you actually hunt. You do your own reloads. You do, like, all, I mean, you
yeah,
are
I actually
really,
know what I'm talking about. I
yeah,
mean,
you know what you're talking
when
about.
When people are like, how many guns do you have? I'm like, well, just lower your voice.
I remember POTUS saying, well, he's got a lot. Don's got a lot of guns.
I got in trouble one time when they're, you know, they do one of these things like someone's busted and they, you know, they've got 500 rounds in his car and three guns. I'm like,
that's nothing. That's,
I'm like, my car always has that. Like, what are you talking about? I don't even understand. But no, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been in that world. I was, you know, competitive shooter for a long time. I have an outdoor company. Now
we're going to talk about that.
Well, I have the Field Ethos, which is sort of the hunting sort of adventure lifestyle brand. And then in my business life, I've been taking like these sort of, let's call it like, you know, right wing economy stuff, public.
Which took
Public Square public. They then bought Credova, which sort of, you know, the buy now, pay later option. Because, hey, it's so many of our people, they've been getting, you know, debanked. You can't get insurance. You can't do this. So we're literally.
It's like a sin tax to the nth degree.
Correct. And now we're taking Grab a Gun public.
That's amazing. Tell people who don't know what it is. Tell them what Grab a Gun is.
Well, Grab a Gun, you know, like online gun dealer, incredible. Tech stack, right? So we're trying to get people who wouldn't buy guns the way they're conventionally buying it, as women, honestly, as leftists, as people are like, you know what? We actually need to be able to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm watching this sort of great opening for people who aren't otherwise gun people to be like, okay, I still need this. You know, and then just trying to make that accessible for the average person. But more importantly, as we watch people get debanked, like, we're putting our money where our mouth is. Like, you know, if people want to buy, you know, a gun company stock, now you can do that. And so we're taking
amazing. You know, that's huge, because public, that's what's happening with so many of these gun companies, as you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you see it. You're getting debanked.
In.
And so as we're doing that and then vertically integrating all these systems. So, again, you know, Public Square, which you can, you know, under PSQH, you know, on the NASDAQ, we're going to take Grab a Gun Public on the New York Stock Exchange, and then integrating these technologies, it's great. So, like, people can actually, retail guys, you know, like, right now you can buy it under CLBR as the ticker, because what you have is sort of doing it under SPAC. So you have a shell company that will merge with actually Grab a Gun. It'll automatically become PEW.
Pew. I would say it's serendipitous, you know, but that sounds on purpose. You know, I like it.
Eventually, you know, like, for those of us who have been, you know, bitching about all these things, and, you know, we have a lot of people that complain, not a lot of people that actually do anything about it. So me and some friends, as we've watched this attack and we have sort of the sophistication to do that, we say, hey, like, we're going to actually not just help support these companies, you know, publicly, but we're actually going to take them public.
Right.
We're going to be, you know, dealing with the biggest bankers in the world. We're going to make this, which should be, I mean, it's the Second Amendment. I mean, we're going to make it mainstream. We're also going to allow these guys to have a great tech stack so that we can get to those people and show other people how they can buy this. But for the retail guys, again, you can buy it now under CLBR. We want to, you know, have Americans have a chance. Yeah, buy 2 shares, buy 5 shares, buy 100 shares. You can do all of that now, and you can actually put your money in the stuff that you believe in, because there's been a gross attack for so long. So really excited to do this with Grab a Gun, and it's just the beginning. We're going to make this, you know, you know it as well as anyone. How many of your advertisers, how many of the institutional guys, how many of the banks that you even, you know, I've been debanked, I've been canceled, I've been this. I was like, you know what? I got enough guys with, I'll just say it, you know, with balls now to be like, now we're out there in the mainstream. You know, I don't want to get us all into trouble.
You had BS. You're fine with it.
Yeah, but you know, there has been a real attack on so many of the things that we actually believe in. So we're fighting back, not just, you know, like, hey, I'll post a picture with a gun, but like, no, we're actually taking companies public.
Boom. Exactly.
You know, these are going to be publicly traded. We're going to make it okay. And since those companies and so many of the institutions and all of the downstream stuff has been so anti-gun, so anti-freedom, so anti-hunting, we're just going to go all in out there.
I love
it. Like, you know, if people can help support that, we open the door for people to be unafraid.
Yeah.
My father's done that. Other guys have done that. You know, Elon sort of did that for the tech bros. And now you're seeing it. They're coming back, and they're like,
because you've had leftists infiltrate these companies, buy up shares, and then they start directing company operations and the ideology for the companies. And
they're happy
and
to then, take your money
and then
use it to fund, you know, anti-gun groups and all of this stuff. And it's like, this is insane. And it's happening in the outdoor space. Like, you know, I don't even need to name the companies, but we all know. No more. We're going to actually have patriots buying these companies.
So National Reciprocity. We're talking about the Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Michael Cloud out of Texas, congressman out of Texas, introduced a bill called the No Registry Act that even though we're not allowed to have a federal registry because that's federally prohibited, the ATF has been keeping hundreds of thousands of, actually millions of purchase records, which kind of is a backdoor registry. And that's something that I think is, you know, people are aware of, but it's not at the forefront. Cloud is introducing a bill to ban that outright.
I love all of that stuff. You know, and listen, I was heavily involved in transition, which is, I think, why we have the team we have. And in 16, again, we wouldn't have known. We didn't know. Now we know. And so, you know, people were pretty deferential to me on a lot of these things. Like, hey, what do we do about these problems? Because, again, there's sort of the surface stuff that most people understand, and then there's the nuance, you know, underneath it that you have to understand. I mean, I got a lot of hell. I mean, even at 16, when they're like, "You didn't sign here in Protection Act," I'm like, "Put it on our desk."
Yeah,
like, it doesn't work. The president can't.
He can't go into Congress
because
then he's going to get attacked.
And so there's a difference between the soundbite and reality. But now you have an entire team of people that gets it. You know, so there's a lot, I think, you know, they'll now do, you know, with ATF, with all of that. I mean, you know, obviously you're seeing the turnover rate and all that stuff already starting because people are getting.
What's going to happen with ATF? I mean, I know you and I.
I know what I want, and, you know,
I would love for it to go bye-bye.
We'll see, but again, for the last few months, I've been very involved in a lot of conversations. So
why not you for ATF?
Because the reality is, I think I can be loud. I can be a soundboard for all of the good decisions. I set up the right people into those positions. Let them govern. But it can't just come from government, which is why it's so important what we're doing. Again, you know, CLBR. We're taking a gun company public.
Yeah.
no one has the guts to do that, right? So you actually need sort of the corporate side. You need the free market side to do it well. If the government does it, but you still have the shadow bands, you still have the banks doing what they're doing, you still have the credit guys doing what they're doing, you know, so again, between Public Square, Credova, you know, Grab a Gun, I mean, these are all companies that we're making mainstream. People can actually invest in them. You know, I want to handle the real world side of that. It put into the right team for the government side of that, and those two functioning sort of simultaneously, not together. Obviously, they're not linked, but like having people that understand that overall mission.
Yeah,
I mean that's everything.
Yeah,
and so you know we're in the process of doing that. So it's not just again, not just a gun bunny. We're actually putting money.
Anyone
capital,
who would ever
blood,
actually
sweat,
seriously
tears.
Say that about you.
Well, but again, everyone's so a tough guy on the internet, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the reality is like when MAGA's really afraid of Tim Walz because he's a hunter and a shooter. I'm like, I don't know, man. I've never seen a wrist so limp. And when I watch a guy not be able to load like a Beretta A400, I'm like,
how is that a struggle?
You hand
for
me
you?
Three shells and a blindfold and a gun. Like, I'll do it in like.
But that was his favorite gun to go hunting with.
Oh, yeah, no, that was his favorite
up,
gun.
Know?
I'm like, you know what? My favorite gun, I know how to load it. You know, there is a difference. By the way, you don't have to give me, like, you can give me any gun. I'll know how to load it. It's not that hard.
I'm gonna interject real quick. We got you for a few more minutes because
yep.
I only have two questions for you.
Yeah.
And one of them's going to be of, you know, maybe future politics.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's like, great. What are you signing me up for?
We're
going to take a quick break. We're back finishing up a few more minutes with Donald Trump Jr. here live from SHOT Show, Caltech's booth, NSSF. Stick with us. With everything going on in the world right now, the economy, conflicts, the open border, spiraling national debt, the devastating inflation, it's critical that you have a plan for diversifying and protecting your savings. And that's why so many, including myself, have turned to precious metals like gold and silver to help protect our savings. And I've partnered with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, to make that happen. It's a great company with a great reputation, and they could not have made the process any easier. And right now, Goldco is offering a free gold and silver kit that will show you how precious metals can help protect and diversify your savings. And for my audience, they're offering up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. All you have to do is visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started today. Goldco has helped thousands of Americans place over $3 billion in gold and silver, and they can help you as well. Join thousands who trust Goldco. Visit DanaLikesGold.com.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you, broadcasting live from SHOT Show in Las Vegas, NSSF's annual event. And we are here finishing out the last few minutes with Donald Trump Jr. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. I mean, I've had a bit of a busy
tired,
week, but
man.
I'm still at SHOT Show.
I mean, I know. Because you really
show.
Like us.
I went from one zoo to another.
Right. I know. That's it. And you've been busy with your companies. And
yes.
The Grab a Gun. We were just talking about this on break. The idea of the average everyday citizen being able to, you know, have shares in a firearms manufacturing company.
Yeah.
And be able to, take ownership, partnership of that.
Yeah.
That's not something that's typically a reality for the average everyday person, but
correct.
You're making that possible by making it accessible.
I'm just trying to open that door. Like, I'm a believer, you know, before I was at SHOT Show before politics, right?
Yeah,
it wasn't like, it's like,
time,
oh, now I have to be a gun guy. Like, it's actually,
he's not like Tim Walz.
But, you know, just being able to do that, fight back, that way. So, you know, like I said, between Public Square, which we took public, and, you know, that's going to be a whole payment stack for everything
right.
We brought Credova under that, and now taking Grab a Gun public under CLBR right now, and that'll automatically turn into PEW, Pew.
Pew, you know, which is amazing.
So, yeah,
I want to ask you
get out
quick.
There and buy some stock. We want to make sure that we have the roadmap to take these other guys.
We got 30 seconds left. When are you running for office? Real fast.
Oh, God. No time soon, because like, someone has to do the outside stuff, too. But
I
also helped us set up a bench with a J.D. Vance and some of these other guys
excellent.
That could take America first forward. So.
And he is, John's familiar with the Dexter Taylor story.
Yeah.
Any help that we could get with the Dexter Taylor story?
It's sort of like us, right?
It's like New York,
it's done in New York. They do it in the states, so you can't get that federal pardon, right? They tried going after us that way, where my father's guilty. It's all nonsense. So we got to fix these problems, because they shouldn't be happening, and they shouldn't be weaponizing government.
Exactly. Donald Trump Jr., congratulations.
Thank you so much,
biggest
Dana.
Political comeback.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so now there's a lot of discussion about AI being used to treat mental health. And it comes from this piece that says, my therapist is a bot, the rise of AI and mental health treatments. That's kind of, I don't know how I feel about that. Like that's, that, couldn't that manipulate people?
I think so.
Sorry, I can't do that, Dave. I'm really sorry about that. Sorry, Dave. This just is, that's just weird to me. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Earth's magnetic North Pole is on the move. Scientists just updated its position. Oh, but I thought that the world was flat and that this didn't revolve. And oh, wait. No, that's a new story. New model tracking of the position of the magnetic North Pole so that the pole's now closer to Siberia than it was 5 years ago. It's drifting downwards towards Russia. An Australian influencer is charged with poisoning her baby for clicks. For clicks. This, I hate the term influencer. An Australian influencer charged with poisoning her baby girl to elicit donations, make people feel bad for her, and boost her online followers. She pretended that her kid had a terminal illness, and she was poisoning this baby, 34 years old. She was charged with torture, administering poison, making child exploitation material, and fraud. I mean, life isn't enough. She was trying to raise money on GoFundMe for herself. It's not enough. That's, geez. If you're feeling angry, venting doesn't help, says a new study per the BBC. The idea of venting your anger, apparently it doesn't help.
Wait,
it doesn't
minute.
Make you calm down by letting it.
That's not what I've been told, and that's not what I've experienced.
I think it's wrong.
I think so, too.
I think these are all lies, and I don't believe a single bit of it. So, no. Let's see. This. Oh, gosh. I've never heard of this. Cow gallstones. So, like, this gallstones from a cow are apparently a big enough thing to steal. People have been breaking into slaughterhouses to steal cow gallstones, and they say it's twice as valuable as gold.
What?
Suddenly, I want cattle. They, what do you, it's like they're hardened nuggets of bile.
Yeah.
Like, what, I don't, it's really prevalent in Brazil. And they're orange. You know what they look like? They look like hush puppies. They look like hush puppies. Yeah, they said they're orange-colored hardened cattle gallstones. It is one of the most treasured ingredients in traditional Chinese medicine, and now it's like being used for all kinds of stuff. Selling them aren't—it's not illegal in Brazil, but it's now a big flourishing practice, though the trade for it underground. That is okay. That takes like sweetbread and goes above and beyond. That's absolutely insane. That is absolutely insane. So, you know, I mean, what would it sell for? I'm so interested in this story. Okay, I got more.
Gold.
Huh?
Twice as
I know, but like, can you just buy cattle and feed them a diet? That would be mean. Feed them a diet that would make them have it. I don't know. On this day in history, 1814, the first Knights Templar, great encampment in New York City. Yeah, and Roe v. Wade, which is now undone, it was decided in 1973. Very interesting. ICE teams are out in force with deportations, per numerous reporting. They're out in force. It's underway. It has started. Tom Homan's sitting back there. His eyes turned red like lasers. And he's, you know, deploy ICE agents. It is a big week, and we're not just talking about Inauguration Day. Kel-Tec has officially unveiled their brand new pistol, the PR-57, and it's causing a huge buzz. Over 1 million views on the release video already, and you need to see why. Visit KelTecWeapons.com/Dana today, right now. Check it out. It's the Kel-Tec PR-57. It's a revolutionary compact concealed carry pistol chambered in 5.7. It's ultra-lightweight, 20-round capacity, and here's what's the kicker. It's a unique top-loading design. It's slim, simple, and practical. You're not going to have a magazine. In fact, the PR-57 loads directly into the grip. It's a rotary barrel design, and it reduces weight by 40% compared to the other 5.7 millimeters on the market. And it's not just innovative. It's built for real-world performance with ease of use in mind. So for a limited time, you can win your own Kel-Tec. Just head over to KelTecWeapons.com/Dana. Enter their SHOT Show Week giveaway right before midnight Thursday. That's a deadline. The winner, I'll announce it live on air, the winner, Friday, January 24th. So don't miss your chance to own the future of concealed carry. Visit KelTecWeapons.com/Dana. Kel-Tec, innovation performance made in the USA. I want to play some audio for you as well that we're going to get into and pull this up. We're having some internet issues right now, meaning that it doesn't exist. It's the way it is, you know. We need Starlink over here. Can I play this, Audio Soundbite 9, because they're still rolling with not having, they're still rolling with that Musk is Hitler thing. Listen to this.
This is the United States of America. And I don't care what Elon Musk is doing behind a presidential seal. In this country, we hate Nazis. Kind of like a foundational defining thing. Two of probably the most foundational defining things about American history is that we beat the Confederates and we beat the Nazis.
Well, they beat socialists, and she's a socialist. You know, the left, I actually had an argument one time. I can't remember where this was. I think it was in the green room of Real Time when I was on Real Time. And it was somebody from Daily Kos, who was arguing with me about how you can't say that they're just socialists. I'm like, do you realize that's what Nazi means? It's National Socialist, you barely literate consequence of cousin coupling. Like, how in the world do you not understand basic history? I'm so tired of it. Not everyone is Hitler. But you know what? They're all like, Elon Musk is Hitler because he threw his heart and he had his arm out for a second. Where was AOC when they were like beating Jewish students on college campuses? I thought she hated Hitler. Where was AOC when they were beating down Jewish students on campus, or when they were going after when the guy who was going to synagogue got shot and killed in New York? Where was AOC? That was in her city. Where was AOC then? Decrying something, something Hitler. Where was she at over that? Does anybody know? No, nobody has any clue. Nobody has any idea at all whatsoever. So typical. I really just don't take. Where's she at about the hostages, American hostages, still being held by Hamas? Or Iran through Hamas attacking a longtime ally in the Middle East? Where was she at? Silent over that. But Elon Musk, he makes a move where he takes his still beating heart and pretends to throw it to the audience to demonstrate his love and appreciation of them. And because he outstretches his arm to pretend throw his imaginary still beating heart, she says it's Hitler. But again, still silent when Jewish people were beaten in the streets. Just want to make sure I got that right, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She's, you know what? I tend to think that she ran for office because she was a bad bartender. I mean,
can you be bad at bartending?
Oh, yeah, you can be bad. She just doesn't. I don't think she's got it.
Hand people already bottled drinks and barely having to mix anything?
Or what if she tries to make a cocktail? Oh, I'm sorry. They call that mixology. I feel like I'm in that movie. What was it? White Christmas with Danny Kaye, and he's making fun of dancing and saying, no, it's choreography now. I feel like it's mixology now. Not making a cocktail. It's mixology.
I have known some really good bartenders, by the way. So this is no insult, but this is an insult to AOC. Because clearly she couldn't hang it as a bartender. And she's not.
Would you want to talk to that if you're ordering a drink? I would have been grabbing. I mean, if I had a bartender who was that annoying, I'd be grabbing her hair and like she'd be kissing the bar, I think. You know? I mean,
Let's not do that.
Not do what?
Let's not do the violence.
I didn't say that. She would have fallen on the bar and me being magnanimous and genuine and very helpful.
That sounds like it's gravity's fault.
I would be helping pick her up off of it.
That would be gravity's fault at that
point. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on.
I'm with you there.
I mean, come on, Kane. Thank you. It's really disappointing. This Elise Stefanik, Audio Soundbite 11, she goes after Chris Murphy. Did you see Chris Murphy? No, you guys, you know why you guys didn't see Chris Murphy on X? Because you guys have lives. That's why. Because you have lives. Play this audio, because this is Stefanik just ripping his endocrine system out through his nose.
What do you think of Elon Musk, perhaps the president's most visible advisor, doing two Heil Hitler salutes last night at the president's televised
rally. That's so stupid.
No, Elon Musk did not do those salutes. I was not at the rally, but I can tell you I've been at many rallies with Elon Musk, who loves to cheer when President Trump says we need to send our U.S. space program to Mars. Elon Musk is a visionary. I'm looking forward to his work in DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, and look forward to looking how we can be more efficient and effective.
No,
but
get
that
him, Stefanik,
is
get
not
him.
The case. And to say Dragon. So is the American people are smart. They see through it. They support Elon Musk. We are proud to be the country of such successful entrepreneurs. That is one of our greatest strengths as American.
There you go right there. Excellent.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.